Good day, Mike Powers with your latest KWIN News. From Dade County, the city of Trenton holds a workshop and regular monthly meeting coming up this evening, starting at 6 o'clock at Trenton City Hall. The meeting will open with a workshop session where commissioners will consider board appointments, including the reappointment of Eddie Cantrell to the Trenton-Dade Water and Sewer Board, an Arbor Day proclamation, SPLOST and capital equipment items, and an intergovernmental agreement for the 2027 continuation of SPLOST. Commissioners will also hear a presentation from Downtown Development Authority Chair Wesley Bethune on incentives for new and existing downtown businesses. The meeting is open to the public. In Walker County, the Chickamauga City Council has set a new date for a public hearing that will determine the future of Mayor Trey Deck. The hearing was rescheduled after dozens of residents arrived at City Hall for the original planned session but were turned away because of overcrowding. City officials say the meeting room seats 66 for fire code, while far more attended. The hearing, originally set back in January, now has been rescheduled for this evening at 6 o'clock at the Chickamauga Civic Center. Officials say the larger venue will allow more residents to attend, with overflow seating outdoors and a live broadcast for those unable to enter the building. In a statement, the City Council said it cannot release specific details ahead of the hearing due to the matter being part of a formal process, but residents will hear all information presented during the hearing. In Jackson County, a train derailment in Bridgeport over the weekend temporarily blocked access to Battery Hill. It happened on Saturday afternoon. Officials say the northbound train partially derailed, allowing the locomotive and cars that did not derail to continue north, reopening vehicle traffic within a short time. However, access to the walking bridge over the river remained blocked because of several derailed cars. One car nearly overturned and came to rest against railroad signal supports. A wheel assembly was dislodged, damaging a hopper door, causing some of the car's contents to spill. Cleanup crews and heavy equipment arrived about 7 o'clock Saturday evening to start the cleanup. In Marion County, the Jasper Driver Services Center reopens today following a planned remodel. The center will resume regular business hours today. That's normally Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, featuring updated workstations, new flooring, and refreshed facilities. In DeKalb County, a man accused in a 2025 Mentone shooting death has been extradited back to DeKalb County. Court records show 23-year-old Christopher Braden Jones is charged with capital murder of a person in a vehicle and discharged charging a firearm into an occupied automobile and the death of 39-year-old Marcus Adam Battles. Battles was shot in April 2025 in what family members believe was a road rage incident. Investigators say Battles was followed to his home, where he was shot and crashed into the neighbor's house. Jones was arrested in Gordon County, Georgia last year, remained there until unrelated charges were resolved. He was booked into the DeKalb County Jail this past Wednesday and is currently being held without bond. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.